Now, let's place this 1,000 years in biblical context. We said that when Jesus comes, there will be four groups of people. Those who believed in him but are dead, those that believe but are still living, those unbelievers living when he comes, and then those unbelievers that are already dead. Now, we've already looked at that, but let's just recap on that. The first group, those who died in him. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. That's the first group. The dead in Christ will rise first. The second group, the believers that are living when he comes. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. Who's them? Those that have just risen from their graves. Be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, the third group, those who are unbelievers when he comes. They are still alive, but they do not believe in him. Well, Revelation 19:21 gives us the answer. And the rest were put to death with the sword of him who was on the horse, even the sword which came out of his mouth. In other words, they will not be able to see God and live. They will die by the sword that will come from his mouth. They will not be able to withstand the glory of God's second coming. You remember that one angel at the grave, and how the whole Roman Empire retreated, fell back for one angel. What do you think will the effect be when a million angelic hosts fills the air around Jesus? Jeremiah gives us a little more insight. Jeremiah 25:33, and the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered, nor buried. They shall be dung on the ground. Why will they not be buried? Well, there will be nobody to bury them.